In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
We've had the Christmas rush, and loads of people will have just stayed in and not bother going out because it's too crowded out there. Not enough room to move or breathe, and so try to get into these bustling department stores to get presents. No room for me. Trains full to capacity, running to get the train. Doors closed, can't get in. You wouldn't want to be in there anyway, it's too crowded. Not enough room, too many people, not enough room. And at this time of year, we may have gone to see a nativity play where one of the key things that happens in the play is someone says, no room, no room. No room in the inn for this little baby. And we sing as well, that we sing that song, let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature do sing in the nativity story, and the stars and the angels, they announce him. The animals recognize him. Here he is, the Lord God, center of the attention of the heavens and the earth. And yet, strangely as well, there is this sense that he's out on the periphery. Because here he is, the Lord God, and there's no room for him. Not really. He's not accepted by everyone. He's not mainstream. He's not the centre of attention, as he should be by everyone. Yeah, the animals will accept him. The stars will accept him. Even some smelly shepherds will accept him. But really, there's no room for him. And John 1, particularly verses 3 and 11, it says, Jesus made all things, and he came to his own, but his own received him not. Think of that. He made all things, and he came to his own, but his own received him not. And on this Christmas morning, you think, this Christmas morning, the whole universe, the world and all its wonders, how does that even exist in the first place? How can there be any room for this to exist alongside the living God who for all ages has reveled in this fullness of life that we can't really even hardly imagine? The Father with his life-giving spirit, with the eternal Son, this fullness of life and love and light and joy. How can there be room for anything else alongside this fullness of divine life? And the living God says, let's make room. Let's make room. Let's make room for a heavens and an earth. And let's not just put it up to admire, but let's share life with the heavens and the earth and get involved. We can fit them in, actually. We can fit them in. We can fit a universe in. That would be great. Imagine that. Wonderful. Father, Son, and Spirit, like, wonderful. Let's make space in all our fullness of life for a heavens and an earth. And especially for human beings. Let's really make space for them so that they can come right into the middle of this fullness of this divine life that we're living. Let's make space for them. Wouldn't that be wonderful? And then all things are created and are held together in Christ, this eternal Son, and he makes space. He makes space. All things hold together in him. He makes space for all things. And I know what you're thinking. Because you're thinking, well, why should he have to worry about running a universe and stars and angels? Why should he have to worry? Surely he's got better things to do. With enjoying this fullness of divine life he's always enjoyed. Why does he need to worry and concern himself with running a universe? But he's like, he says, no, it's fine. In fact, I like being there for others. I like all that. I like serving. pouring myself out for others, looking out for others' interests. That's what he does look forward to. Most of all, he's like, I love serving, giving myself for others. And when he shows up later, he's like, he does that with huge crowds of people. He always goes to crowds, doesn't he? Pressing in on him. Hardly any room to breathe. Demanding his time and energy and attention. Crowds so great around him that we're told that he can't even eat and look after his own, attend to his own needs. Crowds threatening to crush him as he pours out his life. And he's like, no, it's fine. I love being there for others. I love serving. It's fine. No worries. And this idea was like the Father's like, let's make a universe and share our life with the universe. And you can imagine the Father saying to the Son, he said, if we do this, you're going to permanently, forever and ever, make room for this universe. Your time and attention and your heart, and you won't have any me time. Once we do this, all your me time is gone. And Jesus is like, brilliant. I love that. I love that. To lose all my me time and have them time. Love that. And he does that. He makes space in the life of God for a universe. And he makes human beings as reflection, a reflection of this divine life. He's like, I want human beings to have a life that makes room for others. Be fruitful and multiply more and more of you. I want you to have this same kind of roomy life that makes space for others, just as I've made space for the universe. Wouldn't that be wonderful? There'll be a whole family of us enjoying life together, sharing life. And he made room for this whole creation. In him, everything holds together. And now he comes to see us and be with us. What reception does he get? He rolls up and he's like, have you got space for me? No, mate, we don't. Not you. We don't have space for you. No room for you, mate. And Jesus is like, what? No space for him. So there he is in the feeding trough, in this manger. And he's in this manger, and yet he is the manger in which the whole universe rests. And he's placed in this manger. And he came to his own, what he'd made and given himself to, and they don't want him. And in fact, they try to get rid of him. No room for you. And some small-minded sickness has taken hold of humanity. But we're like, no room for this one. No room for him. Let's kill him. Let's get rid of him. He who made room for the universe, we don't got room for him. We've got no room for him. There's no room for him, even though he's made room for all things. All things hold together in him. He made room in his roomy self for all things. But then, when he wanted somewhere for himself, there's no room. And yet, he spends his life holding out his arms in welcome to make room for people who have no room for him. And he does this again and again. And he does it. His life is so wonderful in that way that John, who at the end of his book, he says all the amazing things that Jesus did, where he holds out his arms in love for people who have no room for him. No, there isn't enough room in the world for the books that could be written about all the things he did in this kind of way. All these wonderful things he did. There's not enough room in the world for the books that could be written. So what about this Christmas morning? What about you? What about us? Have we got room for him? In all the busyness of today and all the different things to think about, is there room for this one? He made room for the universe. He came to be with us. There wasn't room for him. But don't be like that today. He's got room for you. Even if you spent your life up to now saying, no, no room, don't want anything to do with you, he's still got room for you. Have you got room for him? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for Jesus and for this wonderful gift of him given to us, holding out his arms to us and saying, I've got room for you. Father, will you have mercy on us today and help us to say to him, Lord Jesus, you're welcome. And we have room for you. May that be our prayer today. And in doing that, may we have the best Christmas ever. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.